Graham, there's more coming on the Michael Flynn saga. By Jeff Poore on April 30, 2020. Wednesday on Fox News Channel's Hannity, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, spoke on the latest news showing a perjury trap was laid on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn that ultimately resulted in Flynn taking a plea deal to avoid a harsh prosecution. According to Graham, there was more coming in regards to Flynn's prosecution. "There's more coming," he said. "Yes, I think there's more coming, though. It's pretty apparent to me that General Flynn was a victim of an out-of-control Department of Justice. He basically got railroaded. It's pretty widely known that the Obama administration didn't have much use for General Flynn. So, Attorney General Barr needs to be complimented. He is doing the right thing. He has three goals that I share: restore trust, hold people accountable who have engaged in misconduct, and right wrongs like General Flynn and, I believe, eventually, Papadopoulos." Graham said he had confidence in Attorney General William Barr to determine whether or not there was wrongdoing. "These notes reek of criminal misconduct," he said. "I trust Attorney General Barr to be fair to everybody involved, those being investigated, but his goal, I know him very well, is to right the ship, is to restore trust that's been lost, to hold people accountable. One of the worst things that can happen in any democracy is for those who are in charge of the law to take it into their own hands for political purposes. I think that's what's happened here, but time will tell. But I promise you that we're going to find out how the FBI operated when they were told by the Russian subsource in January 2017. The dossier is a bunch of garbage," Graham continued. "I find it impossible to believe that did not work its way up Comey and McCabe. In January 2017, the person who prepared the dossier for Christopher Steele told the FBI it's a bunch of bar talk and hearsay. And they obtained two warrants after that. How could that possibly happen?" Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.